Feels like they've been on holidays at the Roosters. They've been off the scene for a week. At this time of year, I bet you that's a beautiful little freshen up, particularly for Boyd Cordner, the skipper of the Roosters, because he had a long, arduous season, including an Origin campaign. He joins us on the line. G'day, Boyd.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You would have enjoyed the freshen up?
Yeah, it was unreal. You know, obviously this time of season, it's a long NRL season and a tough one at that. So, you know, we put ourselves in a position at the start of the finals to get a home semi there against the Broncos. And, yeah, it was really good to get that victory because I know a lot of the boys needed that rest. And, look, we're looking forward to this game. We're going into it full strength. But, you know, we're under no illusions how big the challenge will be.
Yeah, Boyd, there's no player that says that week off isn't beneficial, but is it something that needs addressing not to lose momentum and feel like you're just going to pick up where you left off?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think, you know, the Cowboys are the perfect example of the momentum side of things. They've been playing some great footy and not surprisingly, they've got some real good rep footy players in that team and they're stepping up when it counts. And, you know, obviously with the likes of Jason Taumalolo and then with Michael Morgan playing his career best footy, it's, yeah, no surprise to see where they're at.
Well, Boyd, you're more on that left side, on the left edge. You're probably lucky that Jason's in the middle. But you guys, I mean, it's frightening for us, but you guys thrive on that sort of physical contest, don't you?
Yeah, like you said, you want to come up against the best. And, you know, in my eyes, he is the best forward. So, you know, you don't shy away from that contest. You know, he's a class player and he's shown all year how good he is. So, you know, as a football player, you look forward to them contests. You don't want to shy away from it. So, you know, it's going to be, we've got some great forwards in our team and so do they. So it's going to be a pretty good clash on Saturday night.
Just on him, Jason Taumalolo, Boyd, you know, like he got that 10-year contract that probably, I didn't think it would happen, but he could rest on the laurels a bit, but he's actually got better since he signed that 10, which is frightening, since he signed the 10-year deal.
Yeah, I know. He's definitely carried on his form from last year, which is, it's really hard to be consistent, especially playing that quality and the volume he does at such a young age, and especially in the middle of the football field and the minutes he does, it's pretty amazing to see that. Yeah, like you said, like he signed that contract, but I reckon he signed for unders.
Yeah.
He'll be filthy.
Yeah. Hey, maybe remind him of that, mate, on the weekend. Yeah. Mate,
no, Luke, I don't want to say anything to get him too angry.
Yeah, don't poke the spider. That's no. Probably the good. Hey, Boyd, Luke Keary, he's been a great addition for you guys, but he's missed, what, 2 days of training? Is he? You expect to see him today? What's the go with Luke with food poisoning?
Yeah, mate, I think he's fine. I think he's just got the runs. He came into training Monday. We didn't have a big day. We just come in Monday to check a few things off and get the body moving again. And yeah, he just come in and was feeling a bit crook. So we thought it might have been best just to, well, the coaching staff and the medical staff thought it might have been best just to send him home and to get him right for our big sessions.
And Boyd, some of the criticism throughout the season, I think it's fair to say that you guys have struggled to put the 80 minutes together.
Yes, that's pretty fair to say. Look, I think there's probably only been a handful of games that we've probably played for that full 80 minutes like you're talking about there. But, you know, we're very confident in where we're at the moment, having our full-strength team and knowing that we can go to another level. But, you know, we haven't got any second chances. It's do or die. So, you know, we're really excited about where we're sitting at the moment. We know that it's going to take a lot of hard work, but, you know, this is where you want to be this time of year, and the Cowboys are going to make us work for that, and you know that's what's going to make for a great game. But yeah, in saying that, I don't think we've played to our full potential. We have, but not through the full game. Mm. We've been really good in patches, but you know we've still been good enough to win those games, which is very pleasing as well.
Mate, you're on that left-hand side with Latrell Mitchell. Is it ever a dilemma for you? Do you think, do I tuck the ball up and just run hard here or do I shift it to Latrell? He's coming into his own. He's such a big body.
Yeah, he's huge. Just to see him as well, like with his shirt off around training and that, you can just still see he's just a kid as well.
Yeah.
So it's pretty scary to see when he's actually going to like fill out. And, when he gets about 25 years old, it's scary to see where he's going to get to. But you know, he's a superstar of our game at the moment, and he's playing some really good footy. I'm really happy to see him grow, not only as a player but as a person. Throughout the year, I think he's getting better and better with the experience and the maturity. So, he's such a good player, and he's got a good head on his shoulders. He went down to reserve grade at the start of the year just to work on a few things, and he took that like a man, and he's worked on them, and he's come back a whole new different player, and we're just glad to have him there at the Roosters, and I'm glad to have him there next to me on the left-hand side there, like you said.
Boyd, Roosters rightly favourites for this one against the Cowboys. We can't wait to watch it. It's Saturday, Allianz Stadium, 7:40. Everyone get along. We really thank you for your time, mate, and good luck.
No worries. Thank you very much, guys.